Hello, hello. How are you today? I'd like to invite you on a tour. On a tour to enjoy a five-line limerick. It brings a bit of a poetic charm, I suppose, to any travel. But this one particularly encourages the universal experience of a guided vacation. Listen to that. There once was a package tour grant that promised the best in the land. With a bus at the door and a schedule of four, you'd be whisked away right on command. I kind of like that. I think it's lovely when a system cares for you, especially if you go somewhere different, somewhere you would like maybe to have more support and well, there could be some new friends you haven't met yet, as classics say. But many, many years ago, back in the 19th century, there was this wonderful man known as Thomas Cook, who actually started the world's first travel agency and got its start thanks to a train trip. Now, how did that happen? He was a simple Baptist minister. He organized a train excursion of, listen to that, 540 parishioners. They were to attend a temperance meeting. That is a kind of a meeting where you learn how to live in moderation. I don't know how. Can a travel be connected to moderation? But I suppose if you go on a pilgrimage, it can easily be connected to something that is not as luxurious as some time at the beach or at very many beaches of 27 years to go along in Australia. Well, that story took me a bit away from the story of Thomas Cook. So we are back on the track. Thomas Cook, Baptist minister, gets his 540 parishioners to this meeting where they would like to talk and would talk about moderation in life in London. He negotiated a set fare for passengers that included tickets and a meal. That was so successful that he expanded his operations quite quickly in the United Kingdom and then to the United States and Europe. Passengers simply loved these comprehensive packages that included transportation, accommodations, and meals. And then, could you imagine that? Almost 59 years later, he was selling, well, the agency, Thomas Cook and Son, was selling more than 3 million rail tickets annually. I don't know, maybe you've used that agency yourself. I haven't yet, but who knows what's there around the corner for me waiting. But you know, it is a lovely story from the past, and that just shows that people have these bright ideas. Wherever they come from, we don't know, but perhaps they are triggered by the interest of new roads, that is traveling. So have a lovely day and talk to you soon.